And in this final segment, we are joined by Nassau County Executive and GOP candidate for governor, Bruce Blakeman. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Bruce, want to start where you were last weekend up in the town of Niagara as residents are learning about the toxic land they're living on top of. This week, the governor was asked about it, and she said she wasn't going to meet with the families because she didn't want to make it political. What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is it shouldn't be political. It's only become political because Kathy Hochul has completely ignored these families. She's taken a very aloof stand with respect to the issues that they're facing. They're facing issues regarding radioactive material in their communities, in their homes, in their lawns. Also, we're talking about chemical, environmental issues. You know, it's just a multitude of issues over there, and nobody's taking any leadership. So when I become governor, and hopefully they won't have to wait that long. Maybe Kathy Hochul will wake up, but I would have the Department of Health there. I would be in constant contact with the EPA. I would be talking to the Nuclear Regulatory Agency. I would be having a go team there. We would be talking about temporary relocation, immediate remediation, declare an emergency, and get the place cleaned up, get people back in their homes. First of all, it's a health hazard. That's the most important thing. But second of all, you know, most people here in New York State, their biggest investment is their home. These people have to pay a mortgage. They got to pay taxes. So we got to do something to help them. If I were governor, we would be well on our way to providing the relief that they need.
You know, I find it so interesting that she says to make it political, yet in the last month, she's been at three ceremonies to sign steel beams. I mean, what does it take to go 20 minutes north of the city and meet with these families? You know, I saw the press conference last week where you were there and Senator Ort and outgoing Assemblyman Morinello, all there meeting with the families. I don't know about you. To me, it's not only, you know, obviously in the scheme of the election, I just think it shows poor leadership.
It is poor leadership, but she's too busy hanging out with her Hollywood friends. We call her now Hollywood Hochul. Or hanging out with Zohran Mamdani in New York City and all her big contributors. And she has forgotten where she came from. Quite frankly, when she said a couple of weeks ago that people who lived upstate didn't have the sophistication to make important choices, I was shocked because, you know, I travel all around this state. And when I'm upstate, there's one thing that I realize every community I'm in, what I'm impressed by is the common sense and good judgment of the people who live in upstate New York. And the fact that she would be so, you know, critical of where she came from and the people that she used to live with, it means that she's completely lost touch.
Talking about communicating with the people she used to live with, you know, she was here to sign the steel beam for the housing complex on Canal Side in downtown Buffalo. Now, originally, this was supposed to be 75% market, 25% subsidized. It's gone completely 180 of that. But she also gave the developer a 30-year tax break and didn't tell the mayor, didn't tell the city council, didn't tell anyone. And now they're getting a 30-year tax break and they also contributed to her campaign.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, if you look at Kathy Hochul, she's blatant in asking people for money that she's giving government contracts out to. Just think about the green energy scam, the ridiculous solar farms in upstate New York, the wind turbines in the middle of the ocean down where I live. These people are getting billions of dollars in contracts. She's getting millions of dollars in contributions. And our electric bills keep going up. She's increased our rate hikes on our electric bills 48 times in 4 years. So she doesn't care about the average family here in New York State. She only cares about the people who contribute to her campaign, her Hollywood friends, and Mamdani the commie.
I want to go back to the town of Niagara for a second. You know, the first four families were given a letter in March about the possibility. Now, obviously, now we know it goes into their house thanks to private investigations. You know, the governor had no problem moving hundreds of illegals all over New York State, including the Red Roof Inn Plus right behind the station. She had no problem relocating illegal citizens, yet months and months, and we have little kids living in these houses. And again, the governor just doesn't seem interested at all. She just wants to deflect blame and move on.
She spent $8 billion of our taxpayer money on illegal migrants in the last 4 years. Free housing, free food, free transportation, a free cell phone. I mean, it's just insane. They're not New Yorkers. And she's using our taxpayer dollars to support her political agenda, which is, I guess, to just flood the state with illegal migrants who she hasn't vetted. You know, I had to remove 2,000 of them from my own county. They were engaged in criminal activity from attempted murder to rape to robbery to burglary, carjacking, drug dealing, gang activity. Where does Kathy Hochul want me to put these people back? And it's just crazy. She criticized me for removing these people. It's just insane. Her policies are being rejected all around the state, even in New York City. I'm telling you right now, common sense people in New York City are saying she's out of control. She's un-American. She's not looking out for the people of this state. She's looking out for legal migrants. She's improving all these tax increases. We're already the most overtaxed state in the United States. And I met with Lexi Hawk. I met with the Kiernan family up there. I met with other families up in Niagara. My heart goes out to these people. For God's sakes, Kathy Hochul, do something. But I'll tell you what, if she doesn't, I'll be in there on day one. I'll have a task force in there. I'll have a go team in there. We'll declare an emergency, and we'll get this thing straightened out right away.
Bruce, another thing you and I have talked a lot about in our last few interviews is crime and the just what I think are disastrous policies of not just Hochul. It was Cuomo and Democrats in Albany, and that's raise the age and cashless bail. Now, we had John Garcia, the sheriff of Erie County, on the show last week, and he was and we have, you know, car thefts are up all around Erie County, especially in Clarence, New York right now, and the sheriff has been asking elected officials, asking Kathy Hochul to revisit, to look at these things, to reconsider, and it just falls on deaf ears. And, you know, I mean, the sheriff, they find these cars bashed up. They find, you know, a 60-year-old driving, and the person who stole the car is back in bed by midnight.
Well, first of all, Sheriff Garcia is a great law enforcement professional. I'm proud to call him my friend. He's absolutely right. Cashless bail is a revolving door of criminality. Raise the age. Now gangs are recruiting young people, teenagers, to engage in criminal activity, car theft, carjacking, shoplifting, because there's no consequences now for a teenager who commits an adult crime. So they're doing the crimes for the gang leaders. It's just a terrible situation. And then you throw in the HALT Act, where the prisoners are now running our prisons. And that's why our corrections officers stood up and said, this is unsafe. And you want to know something that's really crazy? Now the prisoners are complaining because it's unsafe for them as well. They don't want to be populated. They don't want to be in a population where they may have committed a nonviolent crime, and now they have to be in a population with people who have committed very, very serious violent crimes. So the whole thing is just completely insane. We have to straighten it out. I have the safest county in America. My county's larger than 8 states. I have 110,000 more Democrats in my county. They like what I'm doing. I won in a landslide last year. We just got to get back to common sense, cut taxes, create jobs, make it more affordable by putting more money in people's pockets, and listen to the people of this state. Put New Yorkers first. Make them happy, Kathy. You've made them miserable.
Bruce, I know you're busy on the campaign trail, but we got to get you out here to the Erie County Fair. Let me tell you, it's the 12 best days of summer.
I might stop in there tomorrow. You never know. I'm actually in Rochester today. I'll be in Erie County tomorrow. I'll be in Erie County Tuesday and all points in between.
Well, you know, if you do make it to the fair, open invitation to stop by and jump on the show if you're here one day this week.
It's always my honor to be on your show. I love it.
Hey, Bruce, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate the time.